Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, more than 100 cases of monkeypox have now been identified in Ireland, according to figures released last week by the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, while campaign groups have continued their call for the government to prioritise procurement of enough vaccines to protect all of those who would benefit from it. Now, all the while, COVID cases in hospital here remain around the 300 mark as pregnant women and those over 60 can this week begin to receive their second booster. And for the latest on both viruses, I'm joined on the line by Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Kingston, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. So as of last week, we know that there are 101 cases of monkeypox in the country. Do you expect that figure will grow further?
Good morning, Claire. I don't think there's major cause for alarm about monkeypox. I think it's confined to one sector of the community, and there's no evidence yet that there's sort of spread across the community in general. There is a vaccine now that's available. It's in short supply. And the good thing about this vaccine is that it can work post-exposure, which is quite unusual with vaccine because most vaccines are given prophylactically to prevent infection, whereas this can be given, you know, after exposure and still prevent the person from getting disease. So that's good news. I mean, I suppose the issue around the vaccine is availability, and, mm-hmm. and it, there's a world demand for this now. So
yeah, it's
in short supply.
It is being made available, isn't it, in some countries. I heard an Irishman on Liveline saying that he in France availed of it very easily. That's not the case here.
Yeah, I mean, it has been recommended for use in high-risk people here. I don't know what the availability is like in Ireland, but I know there's a global shortage. And I mean, the good thing was that the vaccine was actually made and it worked before the current crisis, because there had been numbers of cases of monkeypox across the globe since it was discovered over 50 years ago. So there was a vaccine in place. It hadn't been really used, but they were able to start production again, and that did take some time. As we knew with the COVID vaccines, you can't just turn it on overnight and have vaccine available for every country in the world. So there was logistic issues around getting the numbers of doses required. It's nothing like the number of doses would be required for COVID-19, so it's not as big a logistic issue as that faced by the COVID vaccine manufacturers.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about monkeypox. It is not, is it, a sexually transmitted disease?
No, but it is transmitted by mainly by skin contact or contact with mucosal secretions or respiratory secretions. And that's why it's been mainly confined to the gay and bisexual community. All the cases in Ireland are in men. They're all 101. And they're mostly in people in the age group 18 to 35. And as you said, 10 of these have been hospitalized. So it's not an insignificant infection. And it can have severe symptoms and very painful. So, you know, it's not something that you should be treated trivially. People get fevers, headaches. They have these horrible pustules of skin lesions. And but you know, it does resolve in most people without complications.
Okay, and it is transmitted. One of the ways is through sexual contact, but also through other types of close contact.
Yeah, I mean, skin-to-skin contact and contact with mucosal secretions. Like, for example, it's not like, again, going back to COVID, it's not like, you know, coughing and sneezing. It's more, you know, if somebody spits or something on something and someone else touches it or sneezes, they can infect themselves that way. So, but it's mainly by skin-to-skin contact it appears to be transmitted. Mm-hmm. And it also, I mean, it comes from initially from rodents, but there have been cases of dogs getting infected and those dogs then infecting humans. So there is a slight risk around pets carrying the virus and passing it on to others.
Now, I want to move on and talk to you a little bit about COVID, because we've just come through the summer wave and people are nervous, I think, about what might happen in the winter, because we will expect to see more flu. Can we expect to see more COVID?
Yeah, I mean, this is a difficult one to predict, and it's always very, I'm almost nervous about making predictions around COVID, because you very often turn out to be wrong. One thing we do know is, and this is based on data that was published last week from Qatar, a study in Qatar showed that people who had Omicron infections were protected against BA5. BA5 is the current dominant circulating strain of the virus in Ireland and most of Europe and North America. Now, it's a variant of Omicron, but it's very different from Omicron. And the initial data suggested that, you know, if you got affected with Omicron, you'd get reaffected with BA5. And that is the case in for some people. But this study suggested that the dominant number of people who got Omicron won't get reinfected with BA5. So that was good news. So it means that in Ireland, if we've had, significant as we've had, a number of people infected with Omicron, they're less likely to get infected, and certainly they won't get disease, especially if they've been vaccinated. So if they have what we call hybrid immunity, that is immunity generated by the vaccine that's then boosted by getting the infection, they're less likely to get infection and much less likely to get disease. They're still the highest risk people of getting severe disease or hospitalization, those that haven't been vaccinated at all. Mm-hmm. So that remains the highest risk group, especially in the older population.
And then Moderna have this new updated vaccine, which targets two variants. Now, we had been told that this was coming, that we would have a vaccine that would be able to tackle a number of different variants. It seems it has arrived, has it?
Yeah, well, first, just to correct you there, it's not two variants. It's one variant and the original strain. So it's what's called a bivalent vaccine. And these are common enough. I mean, with the flu vaccine, we have tetravalent, so we have usually four, sometimes three different virus strains in the vaccine. It's not unusual to do this. So what Moderna have done is that they've stuck with the original strain, the Wuhan strain. So that's half of the vaccine. And the other half is the Omicron strain. So it's bivalent. And it's got two bits to it that could protect against, that are based on Omicron and based on Wuhan strain. They decided to leave the Wuhan in. You might consider, why have they left the Wuhan strain?
Yes.
if it's no longer circulating? And the reasoning behind that is because the virus has been known to mutate in various directions, including back closer to what was originally Wuhan. So this is sort of like hedging the bets on the possibility that you might see a variant emerging that might be more similar to Wuhan than the current Omicron strain. So it is difficult to predict where it goes, but this with the side was the best thing to do.
All right. Well, Kingston, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much for your time. That's Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College, Kingston Mills. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Susan Jackson.